Here's what the National Agricultural Statistics Service has done with the latest milk forecast.
We have raised that once again. We've gone up 900 million pounds for 2013 to 201.9 billion pounds. What we're seeing is a slower decline in cow numbers and continued growth in output per cow.
Outlook Board Jerry Benge says that was especially seen in the first quarter.
As a result of that, we've increased our production forecast to 201.9 billion pounds. It's an increase of about 0.8% over the 200.3 billion pounds that was produced in 2012.
Price-wise,
we've seen a slightly lower Class 3 price. We're down to $17.85. That's a reduction of 20 cents. $17.85 per hundredweight, I should say. That's because of weaker cheese and whey prices. On the other hand, on the Class 4 price, we've taken that up 30 cents to $17.70. We've seen pretty strong non-fat dry milk prices and stronger exports.
Turning to meat, beef production is up from last month.
A scant 15 million pounds on an estimate of 25.1 billion pounds.
That's attributed to heavier carcass weights, says Benge. And while steer and heifer slaughter is reduced for the first quarter, cow slaughter is raised.
In terms of pork production, we did come down 50 million pounds, basically reflecting the slow first quarter slaughter and somewhat weak demand that we're seeing out there right at the moment.
The big change in the meat forecast is for broilers.
We've taken that up 625 million pounds. Right now, the broiler producers are experiencing very favorable prices. As a result of that, they have increased their production outlook.
What Benge expects to see?
Fairly strong prices for the next few months to be followed by somewhat weaker prices as these production numbers begin to get stronger and bigger.
For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.